Spears, lances, knives, swords, pikes and bows sprang into the air as the rocks resounded with a fearsome chant that ripped from the throat of each corpse maker.
Fair or go! Fair or go! Death! Death! Fair or go!
As the evil reptilian head pushed its way into the tiny cave, Mara searched frantically for the dagger, but could not find it. Picklefolger did. Wakened by Mara's shout, the startled hare rolled onto the dagger, and its point stuck sharply into his rear. With an agonized yell, Pickle leapt forward, butting into the reptile's head. It fell backwards, with Pickle clinging to its neck. Locked together, both creatures tumbled out of the cave. Yelling, hissing, snarling and spitting, they half fell, half rolled down the steep side of the high dune. Throwing caution to the winds, Mara jumped after Pickle. She landed with a thud in the sand below and was immediately assailed by the tail of a yellow-bellied sand lizard. The creature had its claws locked in Pickle's fur, while the young hare had it in a good headlock. Neither would release their grip as they shouted and snarled fiercely at each other.
Whoa! Let me go, you slimy old reptile!
Get your paws off, rabbit.
Rabbit yourself! You let me go and I'll let you go!
Nah, you let go first.
Fat chance, Scalybonce! You let go first and I will!
Mara solved the problem by giving the lizard's tail a sharp tug. To her horror, it came off in her paws. Immediately the creature released Pickle. As it let go, the lizard turned on Mara and spat at her.
Look at what you've done now, stupid slap dog!
Mara's quick temper rose. She dealt the lizard a blow that sent it spinning head over claw and flung its tail after it.
Don't you dare spit at me, you filthy reptile! And just call me Stripe Dog once more and I'll give you a few stripes to think about. Who in the name of fair do you think you are?
The lizard sat up, exposing its bright yellow stomach. Its bottom lip began to quiver as it picked up its severed tail.
Just look at that, my bestest tail I've ever grown. Took me season to grow that. Now look at what you did.
Neither Mara nor Pickle could feel any sympathy for the lizard. Pickle wagged a stern paw at it.
Serves you right, belly, old butterbelly. Frightening us out of our cave like that.
Tears popped from the reptile's eyes as it shook the severed tail at them.
To what? That's a man cave. I dug in it. Who said a rabbit and a strap? Badger, I could use it.
Pickle advanced a pace, his ears indignantly erect.
Less of the rabbit, chum, or I'll show you what a double back hair kick looks like.
Mara intervened to prevent further grappling.
Look, I'm sorry. We didn't know the cave was yours. We only intended spending the night there to shake off our pursuers. You probably saw them searching for us. You should be grateful, really. We dug it around a bit and widened it out for you. By the way, my name is Mara, and this is Picklefolger.
The sand lizard sat sulking, rubbing its tail stump.
Call me Swinky. Not pleased to meet you, though. Ruined my cave. It's far too big for me now.
Pickle sat down alongside the reptile.
Oh, stop blubbering, Stinky, or whatever your name is. We'll make the cave smaller if that'll please you, old lad. I say, you don't happen to have a bite of breakfast around, do you?
Swinky began scooping out a hollow to bury his beloved tail, all the time muttering and hissing.
Breakfast be a fat chance round here. Take me seasons and seasons to grow more tail like that one.